Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Weber, R. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 8, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Sister, for some time I have desired to write to you, but I have been much exhausted and unable to do the writing that positively demanded my attention, and have had to neglect very much work that is suffering to be done. We would be much pleased to attend the Napier camp meeting, but this we cannot do, because the interest here will not permit of us doing this. Maggie will send you a copy of letters that go to Wesley Hare, so I need not repeat that. We would not be able to leave the work in Sydney now. We are the very height of interest. One man of noble appearance, during the camp meeting, heard me speak in reference to tobacco the last time that I spoke on the ground. After the camp meeting, he met Elder Haskell and said he gave up his tobacco, but it was a hard struggle. He had severe pains in his stomach for some time. This forced, injurious stimulus was removed, but it takes time for nature to rally after she has been abused and her powers enfeebled so long. And it was the attempt of nature to rally that caused these severe disturbances. They advised him to drink hot water in abundance whenever the pains returned. He afterwards told them that he did this and had no more trouble. We thank the Lord for this. He is a man that will be able to help us financially to build a house of worship. I write these things thinking that you will be interested to hear in regard to them. We feel deeply grateful to God that He has given strength and power to His servants to do the work so much in need of being done in the suburbs of Sydney. Here at my home, we are very busy in writing. I would be pleased to have Maggie come to you if it were possible, but it is not possible till someone can come in to supply her place. She is my right-hand helper. I cannot have her leave me now, until the Lord shall send me someone who can take her place. I have many books to prepare for the press, and Maggie has educated herself to help me in this kind of work. The Lord has blessed her with knowledge to do this work, which is so much needed. She is engaged in a good work in the service of God. He has given her His work to do in this line. We are pleased to give her work, and the Lord accepts her service. While she would be desirous to see and to please her mother, you must not have the impression left on your mind that she could come, as well as not, if she wanted to. For it is not the case. She knows that she cannot be spared without the work should suffer loss. She does not know that I am writing to you at all, but I thought you ought to know in regard to this matter, so that you would not be inclined to trouble her with urgency to come to you when it is not possible for me to spare her at present. We are well blended in the work. We appreciate her services. Before she came to me, I was perplexed and troubled to know what to do, and the Lord designated Maggie Hare as the one who could unite with me. This was so plainly given that I did not hesitate to connect her with my family. Fanny Bolton was with me then, but she is not with me now. But Maggie is worth as much more to me than Fanny was, as you can imagine. Now please do not make Maggie's heart sad and sore by keeping before her your urgent request for her to come to you when she knows it is not possible for her to come. When we have someone who can take her place, and she can be spared for 2 or 3 months, I will encourage her coming. The Lord has given Maggie her work to do in His cause, and He will sustain her in this work. This is the Lord's work that He has appointed her, and I do not want any influence brought in to divert her from the work. I shall now leave this matter, trusting that you will be reconciled to the Lord's will and to the necessities of the case. I shall be glad, very glad, when the time comes, to accompany Maggie to New Zealand and visit you in your home with your daughter. I have a great desire to visit KO again and see our people in the faith and bear my testimony to them. The Lord is soon coming, and we have no time to lose in getting before the people the last message of mercy to be given to our world. The work will increase more and more in depth and in breadth. There will be an intense interest to the very close of time. Is it not the will of God that we wish to study? It is not my will, but what will the Lord have me to do? To every human being He gives His appointed work. He has given me my work, and He has given Maggie her work, and that is to connect with me. I have only one other worker, and that is Minnie Hawkins. She also is connected with me in the editorial work, but neither of these can be spared. Both are needed, and I shall have to ask for the number I now have in order to get out the work that I intend shall come to the people. When the Life of Christ is published, I shall send you one. Then you can know in regard to the work that Maggie and Minnie are handling. With much love to yourself and family, and to your husband, whom I have not seen, but who is my brother in the Lord. May the Lord bless you. Postscript. Our talents are not our own. They are the Lord's property with which we are to trade. We are responsible for the use or abuse of the Lord's goods. God calls upon men and women to invest their entrusted talents, that when the Master cometh, he may receive his own with usury. With his own blood, Christ has purchased us as his servants. Shall we serve him? Shall we now stand ready to show ourselves approved unto God? Shall we show by our actions that we are stewards of his grace? Every effort put forth for the Master, prompted by a pure, sincere heart, will be a fragrant offering to him.